With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Consumer prices up 0.7% in the latest report. That was below expectations and offering the first data in 2 months after the shutdown erased October's numbers. Analysts see the tariffs having an effect, but a softer reading suggests that inflation is indeed leveling off. So it was a better than expected report. Before lawmakers leave town for the year and holidays, the Senate passed a massive annual defense spending bill.
The legislation, called the National Defense Authorization Act, authorizes $901 billion in defense programs. Among other things, it raises troop pay by nearly 4%. The policy bill also demands more information on recent boat strikes in the Caribbean, requires that the U.S. keep its troop levels in Europe at current levels, and sends some military aid to Ukraine.
That is White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting. A federal filing acknowledges shared blame for January's mid-air collision near National Airport. The government says the Black Hawk crew did not keep proper separation, and the tower controller violated FAA rules, contributing to the impact with the American Eagle flight. Speaking to reporters on ComoNews.com yesterday, Washington Governor Bob Ferguson weighed in on the flooding in his state. He said some of the worst damage could be yet to come, even though the rain has stopped for the most part for now.
Every expert I talk to emphasized, they say, look, Bob, you know, these levees, withstanding a week plus of this amount of pressure is a lot for them. And so we have National Guard, we have first responders, we have folks stationed up and down both sides of the state to make sure they're there in case there's any kind of a breach. But it's a very, very fluid situation, very dynamic, very unpredictable.
And with all that water now moving its way downstream, more high water, mudslides, and power outages are in the forecast. This is SRN News. Abortion activists want you to watch the procedure on TV.
The annual abortion on-screen report finds that the number of times the procedure is depicted or as part of a storyline in mainstream television shows or on streaming platforms is down. In fact, there were 66 abortion storylines across the programming landscape in 2024, down from the year before. The abortion on-screen report also complains that not enough TV characters are using abortion pills. Michael Harrington reporting.
The European Parliament has held a session during which it discussed growing anti-Christian violence and bigotry in South Asia, especially in India. Tamina Ora of Alliance Defending Freedom International testified at the meeting, saying that Christians in India are punished not for wrongdoing, but for simply gathering, praying, or even helping their neighbors. Even the Supreme Court of India recently noted how anti-conversion laws are being misused. This is SRN News. A veteran war correspondent has passed away.
Award-winning correspondent Peter Arnett spent decades dodging bullets and bombs, bringing the world eyewitness accounts of war from the rice paddies of Vietnam to the deserts of Iraq. His son Andrew says his father died Wednesday in Newport Beach, California, surrounded by family and friends. Battling prostate cancer, he entered hospice care on Saturday. Peter Arnett was 91. Rich Thomason reporting.
It's getting ever so slightly more easy to buy a home. Freddie Mac reports the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage rate eased to 6.21% in its latest report. That continues a narrow two-month pattern of stability. It's slightly under last week's 6.22% and well below the 6.72 level seen a year ago. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.